The shrill little whistle, like the chirping of a cricket amid the cries of great beasts, shot through the fog from more to the side and swiftly grew faint and fainter. I looked to my companion for enlightenment. "One of them daredevil launches," he said. "I almost wish we'd sunk him, the little rip. They're the cause of the trouble, and what good are they? Any jackass gets aboard one and runs it from hell to breakfast, blowing his whistle to beat the band and telling the rest of the world to look out for him, because he's coming and can't look out for himself. Because he's coming, and you've got to look out too. Right of way, common decency, they don't know the meaning of it." I felt amused at his unwarranted caller, and while he stumped indignantly up and down, I fell to dwelling upon the romance of the fog. And romantic it certainly was, the fog, like the gray shadow of infinite mystery, brooding over the whirling speck of earth, and men, mere notes of light and sparkle, cursed with an insane relish for work, riding their steeds of wood and steel through the heart of the mystery, groping their way blindly through the unseen, and clamoring and clanging in confident speech, while their hearts are heavy with incertitude and fear. The voice of my companion brought me back to myself with a laugh. I, too, had been groping and floundering, and the while I thought I rode clear-eyed through the mystery. "Hello? Somebody coming our way?" he was saying. "And you hear that? He's coming fast. Walking right along. Guess he don't hear us yet. Wind's in the wrong direction." The fresh breeze was blowing right down upon us.